October 5th, 2018, the Feast of St. Faustina Kowalska. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the doorway to humility is the soul's surrender to holy love. The more the soul is consumed with love of self above love of me and neighbor, the less humble he is. Humility is coupled with holy love as the foundation of all the other virtues. Do not, therefore, let your present moments be consumed with self-fulfillment. The more holy love fills your heart, the deeper your personal holiness. These days, the truth is greatly under attack. Humility and truth go hand in hand. When truth is not recognized, evil takes over hearts. This is why your government is in turmoil. Humility recognizes truth and untruth. The humble soul is not easily fooled by Satan's lies. Often the truth is humbling. That is why some in power have difficulty accepting it and supporting it. Prayer is the key to recognizing the truth through humility and holy love. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.